make a big bed out there in the garden. You're getting ready for the next year and bed them potatoes out. You know them that you didn't eat. You had a side here and a side round there. You know what to go in to get your seed potatoes. Them eating potatoes, you're eating them all the spring.
Could you keep turnips?
Yes. Dig a place in the garden, hole just about. Oh, you could dig it like you want to. You could dig it about a foot and a half. If you didn't want to dig it over a foot and put sage grass and other grass over them and let them stand right there.
I see. Would you have a special place to keep small grain like oats? Or?
No, wouldn't have no special place. In them times, boy, as that oats and things like that wasn't handled too much. Through this Fundup County.
Did you ever hear the word granary or granary?
Ever hear which?
The word granary?
That's that
granary?
Spring bud?
No, a place to keep oats and wheat and things like that.
Yeah, so never have heard
never
a place like that.
Uh-huh.
No.
And where did you keep the hogs? How did you...
Well, I tell you, we kept the hogs, kept them out on the forest. See, it wasn't no highway then. No. Wasn't no highway then, and wasn't no cars. And nothing to do but just turn them out. And just before you got ready to kill them, you had a little pen up, built up there, just big enough for them, you know, to get around in. And that's just before you got ready to kill them. Put them up about, you know, about, well, about 3 weeks, clean. 2 weeks. Clean them out, that's what you call it. Where they were acorns, you know. Purifying
them. They just run the...
Run it long. Yes, I turned hogs out. Oh, I moved to this place here and I stayed with her mother. We did up yonder. When we first met, that's way years ago. She tell you, I turned my hogs out and let them go down through yonder, right up yonder. And I go down there and call and get them hogs up and drive, get them two, three fellas to drive them up right up yonder and build a little pen and put them in it. Call herself, clean them out. And then he's ready to kill. See, wasn't no highways, no cars.
That was 1919.
And you didn't have to kidding about him going on out and want him to go out there so he'd get fat. People didn't have no money at that time through this country. I don't know about other countries.
And they would fatten up?
They'd fatten up, yes. See, so many acorns and things they could get hold of to fatten them.
And how would you keep chickens?
We'd keep chickens till so we had a woods row patch right out in here, our old place, and we would feed them a little comb, and it wasn't no fertilizer to make things in. And it raised a good deal of corn. You'd go out there and shell that corn and give it to chickens. We had turkeys, and we'd rear them.
Did you have a certain place to keep the chickens in, or did
yes,
they just...
Yes, kind of a little house we kept them in. And it would be covered with, a lot of times that little house was covered with those boards that had been arrived and just a heavy piece put on. And it would be a little leaked around under it, but that's the way people covered those things.